This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hi, welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute. This is Sarah Wilson, and today we're going to talk about creating contrast. And by creating contrast, I mean making it really easy for your dog to understand exactly what you want. Much of the confusion for dogs is caused by people being a little unclear about what they want, and therefore being a little unclear with their dogs about what they want. I want you to think about communicating with your dog as if you were a faucet or an on-off switch, so that when the dog is jumping on you, I want you to give them very little information. I don't want you to talk to them. I don't want you to look at them. I want you to deal with them however you decide to deal with them. And there are lots of methods, and we will talk about it at some point, but however you deal with it. But the minute the dog's 4 feet are on the ground again, I want you to turn to them, look at them, smile, tell them how great they are calmly. So I am quiet. And then when they do what I'm asking, oh, you are so good. What a great dog. I am looking at them. I am smiling. I am stroking. And then if they go in a direction I don't want, if they do something I don't like, boom, I turn it off like a faucet again. I look away. I stop looking. The smile goes away. I'm not angry. I am neutral. They make the choice I want. Oh, big smile again. So this makes it really easy for dogs to choose. What I see often before I teach people this is that the dog is jumping and the person's looking at the dog and they're discussing it with the dog. Now, Bosco, I need you to get off. Now, don't jump up. This is not good. I don't want you to jump. Off, off, off. Sit, sit, sit. And then when the dog gets off, it's, Bosco, what a good boy you are. That's so good. What are you doing, Bosco? Please don't jump up. And good boy, Bosco. That's great. Often those two things sound confusingly the same. So how is a dog supposed to figure it out? Anytime you're not getting what you want from your dog, ask yourself, how can I be more like a faucet? How can I be more like an on-off switch? How can I make it incredibly easy for my dogs to figure out what it is I like and what it is I don't like? Now, I don't want you to get negative with the dog, because I find that that brings out an intensity and a focus in us that can confuse dogs and isn't helpful to the dog figuring it out anymore than it is helpful to you if you're figuring out a problem for someone you love to start getting frustrated with you, right? If you're not getting something, having someone there going, you're doing that wrong. You're doing it wrong. I want you to do it differently. Now do it differently right now. Isn't really going to help you think, or at least not think positive things. But if they're quiet and then they're encouraging when you made the right choice, it'll be simpler and simpler for you to think it through. So think about clarity, think about being like a faucet or being an on-off switch, and really be warm and focused and generous with your praise and your sincere emotion when your dog gets it right, and see how much more quickly your dog can figure things out. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And if you're not, come by mysmartpuppy.com and ask us. We are there to help you help your dog. Have a great week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.